Hello and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for today is Kate Ebinger, director of Pocket Talk Labs, a scale-up program for seed and Series A stage sports tech companies. The labs component is part of a bigger mission of Pocket Talk to make Houston a hub for sports tech. The company is part of the same business family as Innovation Map and Gal Media. Kate joins the podcast today to share how the inaugural cohort went and what types of companies should apply for the next class this fall. Kate, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Natalie. Excited to be here.
So let's just talk about Pocket Talk to begin with. I know some people might not be familiar with what y'all are doing kind of overall. So briefly just explain kind of Pocket Talk, its origin and its mission here in Houston.
Yeah. So Pocket Talk, in a nutshell, our big, hairy, audacious goal is to make Houston the sports tech capital of the world. And we're doing that through a couple of different initiatives with Pocket Talk Labs, our scale-up program for seed and Series A sports tech companies, our Pocket Talk Festival, which will be launching in the fall of 2023, and is to be a global gathering at the intersection of sports, culture, and innovation, with a mashup of conferences, competitions, and connections to celebrate sports and the technologies disrupting them. In addition to our media and events arm, which includes a podcast, a show, and much more.
So it's like kind of a spider web of all these different things to kind of really propel Houston as the sports tech hub, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Our mission is to help be a partner with all the exciting things happening here in Houston, from the startup entrepreneurship side, with the things we're seeing in the sports community, to continue to elevate and uplift the voices here, in addition to bringing folks in from all throughout the world to really celebrate the human experience in sport and continue driving innovation in the space.
I know the biggest thing on your plate, especially right now, is Pocket Talk Labs, which you kind of briefly touched on, and it's not your normal accelerator program. So tell us a little bit about how it's different from what else is out there, what's been in Houston before, and what y'all are specifically focused on.
So with Pocket Talk Labs, we are a scale-up program for sports tech startups. So we like to present ourselves as more of a scale-up program as opposed to what you'd see from a typical accelerator. And the reasoning behind that is a couple of things. So we target companies that are in the C to Series A stages that have a developed product, that have customers or revenue and are pilot ready. They've typically raised a round of funding before coming into the program and are looking for, that access and network to be able to scale quickly within the program. So we come in on that side to really help support and further grow business development and network expansion in the program. So our key focus areas are in that individualized support to focus on each startup's needs going into and throughout the program, providing them access to that network of experts, advisors, investors, and organizations curated to their company's focus areas, in addition to just providing resources and support with, speakers that we bring in and advisors that we bring in to share insights, answer questions, and just kind of give that real, lessons learned, advice, feedback for the companies.
You're targeting a little bit later stage, especially since your last position, which I was going to mention, since you really are taking a jump from G beta, which was early, early, early stage. And now this is a later stage in sports focus specifically, right?
Yeah. So with G beta, with my previous role, that was focused around the pre-seed seed stage side for, early stage companies. And so with Pocket Talk Labs, it's a little bit later stage, focused in that seed to Series A and specifically focused within sports tech. And when we say sports tech, it's really taking a broad lens at everything under the space, whether it is smart venue, fan engagement, athlete performance, nutrition, health and wellness, Web3, really anything and everything under the sun of sports tech is where we focus on for this upcoming program and with our last program.
I mean, I think the sports tech world has so much potential because there's so much that can be considered sports tech and should be considered sports tech that's maybe not even highlighting as a sports tech application. So how are y'all connecting with that and finding companies that are maybe sports tech adjacent that could be applied into this realm?
So that's a great question. It's really funny that you say that because I think looking at the sports tech space. And granted, I'm still kind of dipping my toe in and really getting a feel for the space overall. A lot of companies may have likened themselves to a different industry with applications to sports. And now what you're seeing is companies coming into the market that are saying, I am a sports technology company and I have applications to other different areas. But it's really interesting to see this change and growth within the sports technology space.
There's just so much potential and so much money in that space. So it's good that people are kind of coming around to it. And so I want to talk about this inaugural cohort that was announced earlier this year. And we're going to go into some more details about them. But tell me about the timeline, the format, what's been going on, what stage are you in with this current cohort? What's been going on?
Yeah, so the program itself is 9 weeks in length. We kicked off the first cohort this spring at the beginning of May. And it actually wrapped up last week. We had five companies in this first program from all over the US. And we are currently now getting ready to kick off our next program this fall. So the next program will be running from September 20th to November 18th. And we're accepting applications through August 17th.
Gotcha. So a bit right in between first and second cohort, spring and fall cohort. So let's talk about the first cohort and what, you know, everyone was able to accomplish. I know you mentioned five companies from kind of all over the country, but also all different types of companies and technology. So if you don't mind, let's just go through the five companies and learn a little bit about each of them.
Absolutely. So starting off first, we have Miro AI. Miro AI was our pure SaaS company for this cohort. So our other four were either a hardware and software mixture or a physical good. So Miro AI was our pure software. And it kind of shook out that way. We don't have a specific focus to, you know, more heavily on hardware. It just kind of shook out with how this recruitment cycle went. But with Miro AI, they build cutting edge computer vision to identify athletes and uncover one of a kind insights from event photos and videos. And some exciting just kind of accomplishments for them is they have been used across over 3,000 events in North America, Europe, and Asia. And they've analyzed over 50 million athletes to date.
Next up, let's talk about Monarch.
Just overall awesome, amazing founders. And they have a super cool robotic quarterback called The Seeker. It is used to augment human performance and automate training. And it's also used by really notable colleges, including West Virginia University, LSU, and Washington. They work with over a dozen collegiate football teams across the US. And they also work with a dozen NFL pro athletes too, including the likes of George Kittle and James White.
Okay, what company is next?
Recooling Tech. So Recooling Tech, another really great company. They cool and increase the performance of athletes, warfighters in the workforce before, during, and after physical exertion with their cooling collar. And not only does it have this amazing cooling effect, but it's actually been validated by an IRB approved study with the Corey Stringer Institute at the University of Connecticut to show efficacy in cooling and increasing athletic performance of athletes. So as an endurance athlete myself, I can say when I first met with them, I just was absolutely sold on, you know, their solution and their technology from the get-go. Really cool collar and actually keeps you cool too. So it's a cool collar.
It's very necessary in Houston for any athletes, training during the summer.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Perch next.
Yeah. So Perch uses computer vision and machine learning to seamlessly track exercise, provide real-time feedback, facilitate new types of competitions, and store data for analysis and progress tracking. So really revolutionizing the strength training experience. And not only are they revolutionizing this experience, but they also have a lot of really exciting traction to date. They are working with over 10 NFL teams, two national champion collegiate football teams, in addition to a number of pro sports teams, high schools, performance facilities, and individual home gyms.
Gotcha. Okay, last but not least, Reflection.
So Reflection is the world's first portable neuro training service that gives athletes an edge with interactive lightboard-based drills. So they're really working on improving your neurocognitive ability. And they're used by thousands of athletes in homes and in training centers. And some notable partners that they work with include Under Armour, the Canadian National Soccer Team, in addition to the Denver Nuggets.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for that overview. So one thing I wanted to ask you about, since I know so much of Pocket Talk's mission is kind of growing the sports tech community here in Houston. So how did these companies kind of engage with Houston's startup sports tech community?
So throughout the program, we brought the companies here to Houston and introduced them to our network of local investors, advisors, and strategic partners and teams throughout the city. So they had the opportunities to engage on a deep level with this group of individuals throughout the course of the program. So really involving the Houston sports community and bringing these founders in to show, you know, what Houston has to offer and really get them involved within the ecosystem.
And then I guess if we haven't mentioned them already, but any kind of milestones that these companies were able to hit during their time in Pocket Talk Labs, or any like key connections that they were able to make during their program?
So at the beginning of the program, the companies came in with individualized goals based off of the needs of each of their companies. So that could have been anything from pathways towards building out teams within their organizations, whether that's on the sales side or other areas within their business, to exploring opportunities to collaborate with local stakeholders and more. And so throughout the program, we've had a couple of companies have some really exciting pilots take place and some insights discovered just with the growth of their company and how to strategically grow their team in addition to their business offerings.
So I know you're right in between these two cohorts now. So what is the next step? You know, I know you mentioned applications being accepted. What types of companies are you looking for? How can they get more involved in case they're interested in joining?
So we are currently accepting applications for the fall program. We are looking for anything and everything under the sun of sports tech, even if, you know, if you're a founder of a company that may have ties to sports, but you're not sure, you know, we're happy to have a conversation and chat through what that could look like on the sports side. We're really open to everything and anything under the sun of sports tech. As I mentioned before, you know, that could be nutrition, health and wellness, athlete performance, fan engagement, smart venue, really anything and everything under the sun of sports tech. And we're happy to have a conversation with anyone who thinks their idea or business could have ties to the sports space. And then in terms of next steps, we will be accepting applications through August 17th. The program itself will run from September 20th through November 18th. And if anyone wants to get in touch to learn more or to chat about their company, they can reach me at kate@pocketalk.com. That's K-A-T-E at P-O-K-A-T-O-K.com.
Okay, so we have to talk about Pocket Talk's name, because I was going to ask this earlier and forgot, but I know there's a really cool story behind it. So for people who are wondering, like, where did this name come from? Why don't you go ahead and tell us?
Yeah, so Pocket Talk is named after the first Mesoamerican ball sport. So Pocket Talk itself, if you can imagine like a football field with two long walls that go on its longest sides, and two hoops at the top. It was a game that used to be played in Mayan culture between two players, and they would try to take a ball through a hoop without using their hands. So using an arm, using a leg to try to get the ball through. Now, the tricky part of this is depending upon, you know, the rules of the game where you played, the winner may be sacrificed or the loser may be sacrificed. Now, I can say there will be no sacrificing taking place with Pocket Talk, but it has, you know, that kind of really, really rich and deep history to it, especially being the first sport that, you know, was officially played. And so there's a lot of inspiration that goes behind this with our team and with the founders themselves in choosing this name for, you know, our different business units.
Yeah, I know I've told you this, and I've also told other people at Pocket Talk this, but there's a really great scene in The Road to El Dorado, which I guess is like a niche type of movie that I watched growing up and loved and still can quote to this day for some reason. But I know y'all haven't seen it and you really need to see it at this point, because you describing Hockey Talk, the original sport that's like in the movie. So you guys got to watch it. You have to have like a company movie night or something.
Yeah, absolutely. We need to watch it.
Okay, so just to kind of, you know, wrap up our conversation a little bit, I know we touched a little bit on the beginning about Houston as this sports tech hub. So what are the ingredients that are already in Houston that you have seen that are either, you know, kind of growing or have been here that make it have this great potential to be a good sports tech hub?
I think there's a couple of things at play here. So, you know, first and foremost, looking at Houston's thriving startup community. If you were to look at the progress just in venture funding alone over the past couple of years, it's crazy to see the amount of growth that's happening and the amount of venture funding that's being received by startups in the local Houston community. Houston Exponential did a wonderful report on this, just showcasing 2021 and years past in terms of venture funding and startup progress. And another thing they mentioned too is just the large number of new businesses and early stage businesses launching in Houston, which to me, I think shows the continued growth and explosion of the Houston startup community. Second to that is also what we're seeing on the sports side. You know, obviously youth and high school sports here in Houston and greater Texas are taken very seriously. You know, there is a love and a passion for sport here in Houston. And when you look at that from the collegiate and the professional side, you're also seeing a lot of exciting things taking place. You know, for example, Houston is going to be hosting its fourth NCAA Men's Final Four tournament in 2023 and was recently named one of the 11 host cities in the U.S. for the 2026 World Cup. So there's a lot of different things that are happening right now in Houston that I think are really priming us to be the sports tech capital of the world.
Absolutely. I think those are great points to make too, that, you know, it's now, right? You know, like all of this is happening now. Now is the time to kind of shine the spotlight. And kind of going off of that, I know a big part of Pocket Talk Labs was bringing these five companies that aren't based here in Houston into the community. And I just wonder if you could share some of their kind of reactions and, you know, what they thought of Houston and its potential to have this, you know, sports tech hub.
Yeah. So from the companies coming in, I think that they were absolutely thrilled just, you know, from the program itself and from being able to come into Houston and, you know, see what's happening here, be a part of the experience and really grow their network in the city. I think that they saw for themselves just the exciting things that are happening here and that are going to continue to happen. And, you know, a lot of the companies have plans to continue to come back and visit the city, which I think is promising.
Well, it was so exciting to hear about how this first cohort went and that you've already got applications open for the next cohort. So thank you so much, Kate, for joining me and telling me all about Pocket Talk Labs.
Thank you so much, Natalie. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.